fact, I met this young guy at the ski resort. I went there a couple weeks ago. I've been able to go skiing twice this year, and I've had years I haven't gone at all. And I started to kind of witness to him, found out he's a Christian, got his phone number. But he said, yeah, the thing's off to the, and he's like 22 years old. He said, yeah, the kiosk is off to the right. And I look over there, and there's nothing out there. And I said, who's right? And he goes, oh yeah, my right, your left, you know. And then he said, good afternoon, good evening, or something like that. I said, dude, it's morning. He goes, I had a late night. And I said, you know, if somebody in their 60s did what you just did, they'd say you're senile. You know, you don't know your left from your right, and you don't know what time of day it is. But when you're 20 years old, it can be a big deal, you know. Anyway, I got his phone number. We've been conversing, and he's a really deep Christian guy. It's really, really cool, you know. But sometimes we don't know our left from right. We don't know what's going on. But we always know up and down. You always know. And God wants us to go there. Set your heart and your mind on things above. And that's what he wants. And that's the only place you're going to find fulfillment. All right? That's the only place you're going to find peace. That's the only place you're going to find love. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. This is how we know what love is. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is where love is. Jesus says, I am the way. Not a way. I am the way. So when you're lost, that you got to go look for the way. And you're not going to find it on your own. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end result is death. Okay? And that's talking about unbelievers that think they can find their way. All right? He's the truth. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. And so when you're seeking for truth, you don't say, I can't find the CDC, FDA, or politicians or anything. I mean, I don't think people look for truth in politicians for a long time, but for decades. But anyway, but even truth in people, Jesus says he's the truth. And no one comes to the Father except by me. And we go to the Father vertically with Jesus. And this is where, when our hearts and our minds are set here, nothing touches us. It's saying we started off talking about faith. And what faith does? What faith does, it gives you power over your circumstances. It gives you power in the midst of them to overcome and make it through when all hell's breaking loose. Even if it kills you, you die in faith, looking up and said, I'm coming home. Like Stephen did. He looked at a stone and he looking up. I see the Son of God, Son of Man, the right hand of the Father. And he's looking up. And he's dying in peace while he's getting stoned. That's how God, that's because he lived by faith, because he knew that, like it said in Hebrews 11, that we're aliens and strangers here, and this world is not our home. Our problem is we get attached to the physical and the world because it's right there, and it keeps pulling us and pulling us and pulling us. And God said, this is not where it's at. You're in the world, but not of the world. All right? And walk in that. So, Lord God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your love, your care, and that we can always come to you as the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name. Amen.